Hare Krishna, dear devotees, please accept my obeisances. Need the glorious blessings from all the devotees to say something. We had an amazing class yesterday by Kartik Chandra Prabhu. Unscheduled, but he did brilliantly, and I enjoyed his class very much. Nowhere near it today, but by your blessings, I can say something. Hare Krishna. So we're reading today Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Lord's Return to Jagannath Puri, texts 71 to 102. So I just wanted to mention that Krishnadas Kaviraj, he's the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, very, very humble, full of humility devotee, 90 years old. But every chapter, beginning and at the end of every chapter of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, he sings the prayer, Panchatattva prayer. And whoever he's talking about, he offers respects. So we have to keep this in mind. And Prabhupada said, when we chant our rounds, before we chant our rounds, we chant Panchatattva mantra to get special mercy, because Lord Chaitanya, he's so kind and merciful, even though we may make offenses while we are chanting our rounds, the Panchatattva gives us special mercy. So we should always remember this. So I will read the Sanskrit and the translations where there's no purports, and then we'll come to the one that's on the board. Text 71. Aradini prabhustani kailani vadanam agyadehi kodadeshi patai ekajanam. The next day, all the devotees asked Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please give permission for a person to go to Bengal. 72. Tumara dakshina gamana suni sachi hai Advaitadi Bhakta Sabha Achitukapai. Mother Sachi and all the devotees headed by Advaita Prabhu are all very unhappy due to not receiving news about your return from your South Indian tour. Text 73. Ekajanai Kahuk Sabha Samcharam Prabhu Kahi Seikara Iyichatumaram. One person should go to Bengal and inform them about the auspicious news of your return to Jagannath Puri. Upon hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, do whatever you decide. Text 74. Tabise Krishna Dasi Godi Patela Vaishnava Sabaki Dite Mahaprasad Dilam. In this way, Kala Krishnadas was sent to Bengal, and he was given sufficient quantities of Lord Jagannath's food remnants to distribute them. Text 75. Tabi goda deshi aila Kala Krishnadas navadvipi gela teha sachi basa. Thus, Kala Krishnadas went to Bengal, and he first went to Navadvip to see Mother Sachi. 76. Mahaprasada diya tanri kaila namaskar dakshina hiti aila prabhu kahi samcharam. Upon reaching Mother Sachi, Kala Krishna first offers his obeisances and delivered the food remnants, Mahaprasad. He then informed her of the good news that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had returned from his South Indian tour. 77. Suniya andita hoila sachi matera mana shivasara yata yata bhakta gana. This good news gave much pleasure to Mother Sachi as well as to all the devotees of Navadvip headed by Shrivas Thakur. 78. Suniya sabara hoila parama ulasa advaita charya kriyi gela krishnadasa. Hearing of Lord Chaitanya's return to Puri, everyone became very glad. Krishnadas went to the house of Advaita Acharya. 79, Acharya Prasada Diya Kari Namaskar Samyakahile Mahaprabhura Samcharam. After paying him respectful obeisances, Krishna Das offered Mahaprasad to Advaita Acharya. He then informed him of the news of Lord Chaitanya in complete detail. Text 18, Suni Acharya Gosanira Ananda Hailya Pravishe Hankara Bahu Nitya Gita Koila. When Advaita Acharya Goswami heard of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's return, he became very pleased. In his great ecstasy of love, he made a rumbling sound and danced and chanted for a long time. Text 81. Haridasa Thakurera Hoila Paramananda Vasudeva Datta Gupta Murari Sena Sevananda. Also hearing the suspicious news, Haridas Thakur became very pleased. So also did Vasudev Datta, Murari Gupta, and Sivananda Sen. 82. Acharatnara Pandita Vakrishvara Acharya Nitihara Pandita Gadadar. Acharya Ratna Vakrishvara Pandit, Acharya Nidhi and Gadadhar Pandit were all very pleased to hear this news. Sri Rama Pandit Ara Pandita Damodara, Sriman Pandita Ara Vijaya Sridhara. Sri Ram Pandit, Damodara Pandit, Sriman Pandit, Vijaya and Sridhara were also very pleased to hear it. Raghava Pandit, the son of Advaita Acharya, and all the devotees became very satisfied. How many can I describe? 85. Suniya Sabara Hoila Paramanda Ulasa Sabi Mili Gehela Sri Advaita Rapasa. Everyone was very pleased and they all gathered together at the house of Advaita Acharya. Acharya Sabakoila Charana Vandana Acharya Gusani Sabare Koila Alingana. All the devotees offer respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of Advaita Acharya, and in return, Advaita Acharya embraced them all. 87. Dina Duitina Acharya Mahotsava Koila Nila Chalaite Acharya Yukti Dridda Koila. Advaita Acharya then held a festival that lasted 2 or 3 days. Thereafter, they all made a firm decision to go to Jagannath Puri. 88. Sabe mele navadvipe ekatrahana nilatri chalila sachimatera agyalana. All the devotees met together at Navadvip and with Sachi's permission departed for Nilatri Jagannath Puri. 89. Prabhura Samachara Suni Kulina Grama Vasi Satyaraja Ramananda Milile Sabiyasi. The inhabitants of Kulina Gram, Satyaraj, Ramananda and all other devotees there came and joined Advaita Acharya. Text 90. Mukunda Narahari Ragunanda Kanda Oite Acharya Tani Oila Nila Chala Oite. Mukunda Narahari Ragunandana and all others came from Kanda to Advaita Acharya's home to accompany him to Jagannath Puri. 91. Se Kale Dakshina Iti Paramananda Puri Ganga Tira Tira Oila Nadia Nagari. At that time, Paramananda Puri came from South India, traveling along the banks of the Ganges. He ultimately reached the town of Nadia. Are you all following nicely? It's a long... 92. Aira Mandira Suki Karila Vishrama Aitanri Bikshadila Kariya Samana. At Navadvip, Paramananda Puri took his board and lodging at the house of Sachimata. She provided him with everything very respectfully. 93. Prabhura Agamana Tena Tahani Sunila Sikranila Chalaite Tandra Icha Hoila. While residing at the house of Sachimata, Paramananda Puri heard the news of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's return to Jagannath Puri. He therefore decided to go there as soon as possible. 94. Prabhura eka bhakta dvija kamalakanta nama tandre lana nila chale karila prayanam. There was a devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhu's name Dvija Kamalakanta, whom Paramananda Puri took with him to Jagannath Puri. 95. Satvairashya teha milila prabhure prabhurananda oila pana tanhari. Paramananda Puri very soon arrived at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's place. The Lord was very happy to see him. 96. Prema veshi koila tandra charana vandana tehe prema veshi koila prabhuri alingana. In the great ecstasy of love, the Lord worshipped the lotus feet of Paramananda Puri, and in turn, Paramananda Puri embraced the Lord in great ecstasy. 97. Prabhu kahe tuma sange raiti vanchaya haya mora kripa kari kara niladri ashrayam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, please stay with me and thus show me favor, accepting the shelter of Jagannath Puri. Text 98. Puri kahe tuma sange raite vanchakari goda hoite chali hailana nila chala puri. Text 98. Translation. Paramananda Puri replied, I also wish to stay with you. Therefore, I have come from Bengal, Goda, to Jagannath Puri. 99. Dakshina oiti suni tumara agamana sachi anditahara yata bhaktagana. At Navadvip, Mother Sachi and all the other devotees were very glad to hear about your return from South India. Sabi asitte chena tumari dekite tan sabara vilamba deki aila tavarti. They're all coming here to see you, but seeing that they were delayed, I came alone very quickly. Two more. Kasi misre ravishi avasi nibrite ekagara prabhu tandre tila arasevara kinkara. There was a solitary room at Kasi Misra's house, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave it to Paramananda Puri. He also gave him a servant. Text 102, this is the last one that we're doing today. Aradina oila svarupa damadara prabhura anyanta mami rasira sangha sagara. Svarupa damadara also arrived the next day. He was very intimate friend of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, and he was an ocean of transcendental mellows. Svarup is one of the names purport. Or maybe we can repeat. Svarup Damodara also arrived the next day. He was a very intimate friend of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, and he was an ocean of transcendental mellows. That's very naughty. I hope you turned it off. Technology is not my best friend. If you have a prayer, you can help me turn it off. Okay, so Svarup is one of the names of Brahmachari in Svarup is one of the names of Brahmachari in Sankaracharya's disciplic succession. In the Vedic discipline, there are 10 names for sannyas, and it is customary for a brahmachari assisting a sannyasi of the designation Tirtha or Ashrama to receive the title Svarup. Damodara Svarup was formerly a resident of Navadvip, and his name was Purushottam Acharya. When he went to Varanasi, he took sannyas from a sannyasi designated Tirtha. Although he received the title Svarup in his brahmachari stage, he did not change his name when he took sannyas. Actually, as a sannyasi, he should have been called Tirtha, but he chose to retain his original brahmachari title of Svarup. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Salakvaya Chaksurun Militanjena Tasme Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobistam Sapitam Yena Mutale Svayam Rupa Karam Mayam Darati Svapadantikam Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschitya Disitarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Rama Rama. So this is a beautiful chapter. It's all about the association of devotees. Amazing. Every like text you take, it's about this devotee, that this devotee going there, that devotee coming here, the association of devotees. And we heard yesterday about how Kala Krishnadas, he was actually an assistant and associate of Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, accompanying, helping him, carrying his Kamandalu and assisting in the way, whatever way he can. So, unfortunately, along the way, he got allured by the Bhattataris. As he was explaining yesterday, he gave a beautiful description of how he got Kala Krishnadas was attracted by so-called gypsy woman. Very beautiful, beautiful lady. They also, he mentioned that they come in the line of the Sankaracharya lineage, and they also like worship the Supreme Lord in their own way. Mayavadis, normally they feel like they can, when they get to a certain point, become sannyasis. They use these titles so they feel that they can merge into the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai. So Lord Chaitanya, when he saw this deviation, the Lord is very, very merciful, very compassionate to his devotees. So as Kartik Chandra explained yesterday, it was beautiful. You can imagine the scene, Lord Chaitanya going there, grabbing hold of Kala Krishnadasa Sika and pulling him back, you know, away from the scene. So yeah, the Lord, he gives the devotees love, compassion, and he protects them at all costs. So the relationship was a little different now. Although Kala Krishnadas was accompanying Lord Chaitanya all the way back to Jagannath Puri, the relationship was somewhat a little different. But you can see how merciful Lord Chaitanya was. He gave special mercy to Kala Krishna and just continued with him on his journey. And you can see how the loving exchanges of devotees is in Nectar of Devotion, giving and exchanging gifts, giving and exchanging prasadams, and, you know, revealing one's mind in confidence. These things are there all for us to, like, imbibe and relish and take advantage, and also develop our faith in the process of Krishna consciousness. So, when Lord Chaitanya and Kala Krishnadas came back to Jagannath Puri, then Lord Chaitanya showed his disapproval of Kala Krishnadas. He was very upset, and he said he doesn't want to see Kala Krishnadas. He said, just get him away from me. He was angry. He wasn't happy at all. But devotees are what? Para dukkha dukkhi. They're very compassionate. They love each other. They want to show love. No matter how fallen or how down a devotee can be, then we show love and compassion. Because we may be in the same shoes one day. Who knows? So we always show affection, love, kindness. So the devotees, they felt very sorry for Kala Krishnadas because the way he was being treated. And they were trying to pacify Lord Chaitanya. And they were asking him a question, please, can we at least send him to Sachimata's house, you know? And eventually Lord Chaitanya got fed up with them pestering him so much. He said, you go ahead and do whatever you like. He just said that. So anyway, they were already making, the devotees were already making the plans for engaging Kala Krishnadas because they knew he was very, very sincere. He was a devotee. One thing we have to understand, that when we read these stories in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we cannot, like, you know, have a mental, well, not mental, but see these personality in a mundane perception. Because these are all enacting pastimes for our benefit, really. Prabhupada explained somewhere that in these chapters, that these are all nitya siddhis. They all come with Lord Chaitanya to perform pastimes. At the end of the performance, they go back to their appropriate places. And it's in this same chapter, it's explained, even the Sankaracharites, they also are part of this Leela. So we have to be very careful. We don't see, oh, there's some good people there, there's some bad people. We, like, there's a duality in our perception in the way we read the stories. Just like Krishna, when he came with his entourage as well. And we can't think that they were ordinary devotees. They are all eternally liberated souls. So in that way, we can see the pastimes in Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, are all there for our benefit, to examples for our benefit, to make advancement, to develop our faith, to develop our determination, conviction that we are on the right path. And we can only do this by these pages on the Chaitanya Charitamrita. We can see that we can only do this through the association of devotees. There's nothing else. There's nothing else that we can do but on our own, you know, apart from serving and associating with the devotees. We can understand this by when we socialize with devotees. We might call it socializing, but it's a transcendental activity. Like when we invite devotees to our house, we're speaking Krishna Katha, we're associating with the devotees, we're exchanging prasadam, feeding the devotees. We can see how they're relishing. And these are all devotees, we're all together. It's a very transcendental activities. And Advaita Acharya is doing the same thing. And he didn't even have to invite people. They're just flowing into his house, filling the house up. And what was meant to be a one-day festival, it went on for 3 days. That's how exciting the association of devotees are. So whatever we have to relish that bit, you know. Now, what Prabhupada would say, what's that saying? The milk is boiled now. We have to, boil the milk. It's boiled, you have to boil the milk. There's a saying how we maintain devotees, you know, or finished. Yeah. So devotees are very rare. We might, you know, I was watching on YouTube the Harinam party last Saturday. It was ecstatic. People, you know, non-devotees were dancing in ecstasy. They were so happy seeing the devotees. Sometimes they think that these devotees, they must be high on something. They must be taking something. Even when we give them sweets, they grab it. They think there's something in the sweets, you know, to make them go high. And they can't understand how people can be so happy dancing. So, yeah, the association of devotees is so very vitally important. Yeah, we have to always think about that. So then what happened was somehow all the devotees convinced Lord Chaitanya. He didn't say yes, but he said, do whatever you want. So Swarup Damodara and Nityananda, a few other devotees, they got together and they said, okay, Kala Krishna Das, you can go to Bengal. Go to Bengal, tell Mother Sachi that Lord Chaitanya has arrived from his travels. He's in Jagannath Puri. So, of course, Kala Krishna Das was very happy, although he was still very pained that Lord Chaitanya is kind of rejecting him. And but the devotees were very merciful and they sent him to see Sachi Mata. And then they gathered a whole load of Jagannath Prasad and they sent it with him for Sachi Mata and the devotees. So he went to Sachi Mata and she was so happy to see him. And he distributed the prasadam and gave her stories about Lord Chaitanya. You know, how he's giving his association to all the devotees in Jagannath Puri. And then after visiting Sachi Mata, then he went to Advaita Acharya's house. And there he distributed the rest of the Mahaprasad. And that's when Advaita Acharya saw him and heard about Lord Chaitanya, he was, understand, Advaita is much older than the others. So he was in ecstasy when he saw Kala Krishna Das hearing the stories about Lord Chaitanya. He was dancing in ecstasy and singing. So as you know, the festival went on for 3 days and then all the devotees were getting together. They were getting together to go to meet Lord Chaitanya. So devotees from all over the world were coming, all over the areas nearby Bengal, Jagannath Puri, Kanda, all these places. They were coming to Advaita Acharya's, preparing to go to Jagannath Puri. So in today's verse, it's explained that Svarup Damodara, he was called actually Purushottam Bhattacharya before he took initiation. So he, it explains, Svarudhamana accepted the renounced order. He was called Purushottam Bhattacharya, a resident of Navadvip. He went to Benares and became a brahmachari there and was then called Svarup Damodara. They say that there are 10 disciplinary terms for sannyas. I'll just give you the names. How you want, what you want to do with it, it's up to you. Aranya, Ashrama, Bharati, Giri, Parvata, Puri, Saraswati, Sagara, Tirtha, and Vana. And it says that when Svarup Damodara took sannyas, the renounced order, he was meant to have one of these names. By the way, he took sannyas as well from Sankaracharya's line, and so did Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya also took from Sankaracharya's line. He took from Keshava Bharati, and it explains there during Lord Chaitanya's time, Bengal was inundated with the lineage of Sankaracharya's followers, but he didn't want to disturb the peace or disturb the Sankaracharyas. So in that way, he took sannyas initiation. He took initiation from Keshava Bharati. So Svarup Damodara the same. He took like that. But he didn't want any titles, and Prabhupada says that he was meant to go under the title Tita, but he didn't, because he was completely a renunciate. He didn't want to change his color, his name, anything. He had a special relationship with the Supreme Lord, and he had a relationship with Lord Chaitanya as well. And it explains that he became so attached to Lord Chaitanya, then he became his personal secretary. And then he, by increasing the Lord Chaitanya's pleasure, he would sing beautiful, loving songs to increase the pleasure of Lord Chaitanya. So by his grace, he rubbed it off on the other devotees, and the other devotees were learning who Lord Chaitanya's real personality. So it's also explained in this same chapter that Svarudhamada is identified as Lalita Devi. But in Krishna, it's Krishna Karnapuna's Gora Ganadesh Deepika is also described as Vishaka, who serves the Lord in Goloka, Vrindavan. He's a direct expansion of Radharani. So you can see how they may be given different names in the Leelas, but they are always expansion of some forms of, personalities in the spiritual world. I just wanted to read a little bit of something. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita, ID 7, text 4, about the Panchatattva, how important it is, the Panchatattva mantra. Panchatattva avitena chaitanyera sange, Panchatattva lana karina sankitana sangrange. These five tattvas incarnate with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and thus the Lord execute his Sankirtan movement with great pleasure. So it's explained that in this age of Kali, people are endowed with sufficient intelligence, will worship the Lord, who is accompanied by his associates by performance of the Sankirtan Yajna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always accompanied by his plenary expansion, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, is incarnation. Sri Advaita Prabhu is internal potency. Sri Gadadhar Prabhu and his marginal potency, Shrivas. He is in the midst of them as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always accompanied by these other tattvas. As I explained, there's Sri Sampradaya, there's Rudra Sampradaya, there's Madhava Gaudiya Sampradaya, what's the other one? There's four Sampradayas. So he's always accompanied by other tattvas as well. Therefore, our obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are complete when we say Sri Krishna Chaitanya. This is the Panchatattva that he's talking about. As preachers of the Krishna consciousness movement, we first offer our obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by chanting this Panchatattva mantra. Does everyone do that before chanting Hare Krishna? Yeah, that's good. Anyone doesn't do? So today you've learned you have to do the Panchatattva. There are 10 offenses in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but these are not considered in the chanting of the Panchatattva Mantra. Namely, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Shivasari, Gaura Bhaktavana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is known as Mahavadanaya, the most magnanimous incarnation, for he does not consider the offense of the fallen souls. But still sometimes, when his devotees are, even in the Leelas, if his devotees are disturbed or attacked or, you know, become violent to his devotees, then he immediately takes action. So just like in the story of Jagai and Madha you saw, when he heard Nityananda was attacked, he went running towards Jagai and Madha to kill them with his Sudarshan Chakra. But when he got there, Nityananda went on his knee pleading, please save these. If you're going to kill Jagai and Madha, then you have to kill everyone in Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga, there's so many Jagais and Madhais. So you've come in this form as Lord Chaitanya to give mercy and not to, you know, kill. So then by Nityananda's imploring and begging Lord Chaitanya, he got pacified. And in that way, the two brothers got liberation from the mercy of Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. It's 8:35. If anyone wants to add anything, you have any questions or... Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, thank you for the class. I was just wondering, you were mentioning in terms of chanting the Panchatattva mantra. Is that before we start chanting or is that before every round? I was wondering if you can maybe clarify.
Well, this is my understanding. My understanding is that before we start a round, we chant the Panchatattva mantra, then we start our rounds. And when we complete one round, at the end, we chant the Panchatattva mantra, because then we're going to start the next round. Because the round might take, you know, some people take 5 minutes, 7 minutes, 10 minutes, depending on how fast you go. And during the course of that chanting, so many things come in the mind, you know. In 1 second from here, you can be in India, you can be any part of the world. That's how fast the mind works. So after each round, we chant again the Panchatattva, so we protect it. I mean, it's explained, yeah, which I just read, that Lord Chaitanya is called Mahavadanaya, very merciful. In the course of us chanting, if we chanted the Panchatattva mantra, and in the course of our chanting, we make any offenses, Then Lord Chaitanya showers his mercy on us. That offense is counteracted. It's not like the 10 offenses. I just read that now. It's not like the 10 offenses, where if you make an offense, then you have to repent for it and do. But then you're chanting the Maha Mantra and you're chanting Panchatattva again. So in that way, you protect it. Is that okay? That's how I do. I don't know if anyone got any other ideas. Yes, Prabhu. Yeah, thank you. I've heard that too. That's where I copied it from. Anyone else? Yes, Prabhu. Oh, she's finished, though. Eh? Oh, Prayojana.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, also, if we go and chant somewhere, we got to do it alone. It's understood that actually to chant in the association of devotees is in fact, like the Panchatattva, they are an example that they're never alone. They chant always together or with other devotees. Mm-hmm. Now this is the power, again, indicating that association is important. This business of, disappear and, and then chanting. Let's put it this way. Some people have to go, need to work or something like that. But normally, better to be together with devotees because in there is this, somebody, we don't know who, or all of you, they could be just a pure devotee there. We maybe not consider ourselves, but we're also protected in chanting together, but also within this sound vibration, it's giving us a protection. And like the Panchatattva, we chant together, the congregational chanting of the holy name. That's what occurs to me. Anyway.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll tell you a quick story. I said this before, but it's to following up on you, how the association of devotees is so important. This story is coming from Shivram Maharaj's book, very esoteric stories there. So one day when Krishna came out, he saw a beautiful moonlit. He came out into a very beautiful moonlit night, and he thought to himself, such beautiful night, I want to spend it with Radharani. But Radharani is with the mother-in-law, Jatila, and her husband, Abhimanyu. So he called for Lalita and he said, can you make arrangements to get Radharani out of the house? Then she said, no, don't ask me, why don't you do it yourself? And he said, okay, give me advice on what I should do. And she said, okay, sit down and chant her names. Like Japa, we say Hare Krishna, she says Hare Krishna. So he says Hare as well. She chants Hare. Anyway, he was sitting down and went into deep meditation, chanting, and then Radharani didn't come. After a while, he opened his eyes and he said, Lalita, what are you doing? You're giving me advice, and am I not doing the right thing? And she said, okay, this is what Maharaj writes in his book. She said to him, maybe you chanting with offenses. So she said, get some musical instruments, play musical instruments, sing. Maybe by the sound vibration she will come. So he did that, and he was playing musical instruments, his flute, all sorts. And then he played for a while, and she still didn't come, and he was wondering why, what happened. So he said, "Lalita, I'm just getting a bit tired now, you know, the night is going on, and I'm following your advice, but nothing's happening." And then she said, "You should know better than me, you know. The congregational chanting is more, you know, powerful than you just dancing and chanting on your own." So then he said, "Why didn't you tell me that in the first place?" Anyway, in the meantime, Radharani came out. She was hiding behind the tree when he was singing and dancing on his own. She was hiding behind the tree and she was laughing. She's thinking, "What is this madman doing, singing and dancing on his own?" So eventually, Lalita got all the gopis with musical instruments. Sometimes you see paintings with, you know, all the gopis with musical instruments. They all. So she brings all of them, and they have a rip-roaring kirtan, Krishna and all the gopis. And then Radharani was holding on to this tree and watching. Eventually, she couldn't hold on anymore. She had to join the party. So congregational chanting is very powerful. You can see on a Saturday night, Harinam in London, you know, so many non-devotees join the party just by hearing. They get so much happiness, excitement by joining dancing. Yeah. So anyone else? Okay. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Go Bhaktivinoda ki jai, Nitai Go Premanandi.